This is Ozarks at Large. Yesterday morning, we received a tour of the new Theater Squared home. No, it is not completed yet, but enough walls, rebar, and steel are in place so that Martin Miller, executive director at T2, can point out where everything will be when fall 2019 arrives.
This gives us much more flexibility to get the lights at the angles we want and to bring in things from above. Right now, if we wanted to bring in a sofa or a chandelier from above, it would be a very dangerous act. And you wouldn't want anyone underneath it because you'd just be dropping it off the catwalk. Here, we'll have a whole automation system that'll let us fly things in during a show. And the other extraordinary trick of this space, and we'll actually go down into it, the entire stage is trapped. This is the only theater venue in the state that has this capacity, and probably for a few, probably in Oklahoma as well, as far as I know. But the whole stage will be platformed, but underneath it is a 12 to 13 foot space where you can bring things up from below as well.
We'll take you along on that tour, below, above, and through the not yet existing walls, on an early week edition of our daily Ozarks at Large program next week. But today, we want to make sure you know about something much more immediate when it comes to T2, the annual New Play Festival. It gets underway this weekend, and before we left the construction site in downtown Fayetteville yesterday, we asked Martin to give us a quick preview of the 2018 New Play Festival events.
Performances starting on Saturday, the first performance by Crescent Dragon Wagon, the full force of Eureka Springs and Northwest Arkansas history behind her. But yeah, what a great lineup we have for the New Play Festival this year. Theater Squared is actually one of the only theaters in the country with a playwright artistic director. I think there are maybe two or three out of hundreds and hundreds of professional theaters. We have a really big priority that we place on cultivating new plays for the American stage. We've seen several of them come from an idea to a workshop at the New Play Festival to a full production here, but others have done the same as they've gone to other stages elsewhere. Sundown Town, The Champion, The Spiritualist, My Father's War, these are all examples of shows that started at the New Play Festival, ended up on our stage, have been produced elsewhere. And this year, I think we've got Austin Ashford, this amazing performer slash now playwright, doing a one-person show called Black Book, Crescent Dragon Wagon with Until Just Moistened, a fascinating title for a play having to do with when the cornbread's ready. And we've got Anne Garcia Romero, a play called Staging the Daffy Dame, which is if you took a lot of the big conversations around identity politics, but also around artistic creation and just who we are, each of us here in modern American society, and put it into a play, that would be a lovely way of doing it. And we've got Among the Western Dinka, which feels so familiar with its themes because of actual scandals within the last 10 years, even in the SEC. That's all I'll say about that, but worth watching for anybody in the local or university community. And then this amazing play, Crossing Minnesota, by Mary Catherine Nagel, who is a Cherokee playwright and also an extremely high-powered lawyer, kind of an amazing person who splits her time between Tulsa and Washington, D.C., with a great cast of professionals from the nation and from elsewhere who are going to be presenting this work about Sacagawea as you've never seen her before. Really honest work on its way to a world premiere at Portland Center Stage next season. But people have their chance to make their imprint here first.
Martin Miller is the executive director of Theater Squared. Performances of the scripts included in the 2018 New Play Festival will be at several venues, including in Bentonville, The Preacher's Son, Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, and The Record, and in Fayetteville at Theater Squared's current home in the Nadine Baum Studios. Details can be found at playarkansas.org.